Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Rick. I'm coming here because we're conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Do you think of as a male, female, or something else?
What's this for?
I'm sorry?
What is this for?
Oh, this is an opinion poll. Are you Christian?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female, thank you. May I ask you the year you were born, or you prefer not to say?
'90.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not?
That's an app.
Are you registered to vote?
Hey, look at me. Look at me. Look. That's from Dave.
I don't understand.
Sorry? Like for the elections.
Oh, what about it?
Yeah, are you registered to vote?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latina, or Spanish origin?
No.
You said no?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. May I ask you, what's your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about the future of the planet?
Negative.
Negative, thank you. Do you feel positive or negative about the future of the country?
Negative.
Do you feel positive or negative about your own future?
Okay, negative.
Negative, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. How much power do you feel you have from 0 to 10?
3.
Thank you. Of the following issues, you may pick up to 3. Which do you think are the most important to you? The first one is climate change. The second one is mental health. The third one is student loans. The fourth one is national security. The number 5 is abortion access. The number 6 is education. The number 7 is gun violence. The number 7 is crime. The number 8 is immigration. The number 9 is healthcare. The number 10 is racism and discrimination. And the number 11 is economy and cost of living.
Choices. Economy, healthcare, and gun control.
Let me see. Economy, healthcare, and I have gun violence. In crime.
Gun violence.
Okay, gun violence. Thank you. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize more? The first one is having or caring for children. The next one is advancing in your career. The third one says caring for senior family members. The fourth one is work-life balance. The fifth one says your education. The number 6 says improving or maintaining physical health. The number 7 is hobbies and free time activities. The number 8 is economic security and financial independence. The next one says relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships. The next one says improving or maintaining mental health. And the last one says contributing to positive change in your community. You may pick up to three.
What was it for? What was the question?
Oh, thinking about this chapter of your life, which of these are your currently your priorities?
I'm
sorry?
Financial, I can't remember the answers.
The one that says economic security and financial independence, by any chance?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, which other one?
Work-life balance and children.
Okay. Having or caring for children. Is that the one?
The career one.
The which one, I'm sorry?
About my career.
Oh. The one that says advancing in your career.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be advancing in your career, work-life balance, and economic security and financial independence.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following three... I'm sorry?
Take away the career advancement and put child care instead.
Instead of work-life balance, you said having or caring for children?
Instead of the taking care of seniors and children.
Oh, okay. Caring for senior. Actually, the option says caring for senior family members.
No, the child one.
Okay. Having or caring for children. So having or caring for children, advancing in your career, and economic security and financial independence.
Not the career advancement one, but the work-life balance.
Okay. So having or caring for children, work-life balance, and economic security and financial independence?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. The first one says, being a member of your racial ethnic group. The second one says your personality. The third one says being American. The third one says your sexual orientation. The number five says being a woman. The number six says your profession. The number seven says being young. The number eight says your hobbies or interests. The number nine says your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, etc. The number 10 says your spiritual, religious belief. Religious belief.
Okay. Well, my baby. The woman one. The role I play as mother or wife. I don't really have a third one. I can't pick. I don't know.
Oh, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. The first one says stress. The second one says disappointment and sadness. The third one is hope. The fourth one says pride. The fifth one says anger. The sixth one says exhaustion. And the last one says happiness. Which one do you feel towards the American political system?
Probably disappointment and angry.
Okay, disappointment, sadness, and what else?
Anger.
Thank you. Okay, which of the following statements, I have three statements, comes closest to your opinion? The first statement says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The statement number two says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but will in the future. And the statement number three says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Probably the middle one.
The second one? Okay. The factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively. You may choose up to three for the following. I need you to please pick as three factors that you think are the ones to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively. I'm gonna mention them right now. The first one says corporate money has too much influence. The second one says systematic racism. The third one says not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. The number four says politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. The number five says division and gridlock between political parties. The number six says power-hungry politicians seeking control. The number seven says too many old white men in power. And the number eight says the two-party system.
Too many old white men.
Okay.
The first one and the fourth one.
The first one and fourth one. Okay, so corporate money has too much influence. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. And too many old white men in power.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so how much do you think decisions made by following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Like, for example, how much do you think the Supreme Court decisions affect your personal life?
A lot.
A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. How much do you think the decisions of your city government affect your personal life? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. How much do you think the decisions made by ballot initiatives affect your personal life?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How much do you think the decisions made by community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions affect your personal life?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How much do you think the decisions made by President Biden affect your personal life?
Persons of what?
I'm sorry?
What was the question?
President Biden.
Oh, okay. Not really.
The options that I have, it's a lot, somewhat, a little, and not at all.
A little.
A little. Thank you. How much do you think the decisions made by your state government affect your personal life?
A lot.
How much do you think decisions made by the Congress affect your personal life?
A lot.
A lot, okay. Okay, so the next part says, you will now hear some brief descriptions, or just four, of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. Okay? Like voting, like signing petitions, contacting representatives. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, how motivated do you feel to participate through civic participation if the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions? Would you say very motivating, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. The next one says, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you feel very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Very motivated.
Thank you. The next one says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow... Oh, I'm so sorry. What did you say?
I said this is like to get involved.
I'm so sorry. The line broke up. I couldn't hear what you said.
I said this was to like get motivated, right? Like them overturning that made me mad, so I wanted to get involved, right?
Yeah. I mean, it says please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives.
Okay. I was like hoping my answers weren't, I wasn't up making answers like opposite of what I meant.
Okay. So you're going to keep the very motivating one?
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Would you say very motivating, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivating?
So, like, I would be motivated to accept that, right?
How motivating do you feel to help enact change through civic participation?
Okay, yeah.
Would you say very, somewhat, unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Very motivating.
Very motivating. Thank you. The next one says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aim to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. How motivating do you feel?
Wait, what was the question?
Oh, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aim to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Okay, yes. I think I'm in support of that.
Oh, it says, please indicate how this affects your motivation to help enact a change through civic participation. You may say very motivating, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivating.
Very motivating.
Very motivating. Thank you. The next part says, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? The first action says, contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Would you say very effective, somewhat effective, not effective at all?
Somewhat effective.
I'm sorry?
The second one.
The second one, somewhat effective.
Yes.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Attending to a protest.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Signing a petition.
Very.
Thank you. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media.
Somewhat.
Voting in elections.
Very.
And the last one, boycotting a company.
I'm going to say somewhat.
Thank you. Okay, we have reached the 87% of the survey. We're almost done. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. The first one says, there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. The second one says, the candidate didn't represent your values. The third one says, you didn't think your vote will be counted properly. The fourth one says, your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. The fifth one says, you didn't have time to vote. The number six says, inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. The number seven says, voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Number eight, you didn't know enough about the candidates. The number nine says, you didn't know how or when to vote or register. The number 10 says, none of the above because you always vote. And the number 11 says, none of the above because you face other obstacles.
In the last four years. I'm going to go with number 5 and number 2, and I don't really have another one.
The number 5 and the number 2.
Yeah.
The number 2 says that candidates didn't represent your values, and the number 5 says you didn't have time to vote.
Yes.
Okay. Any other one you would like to add?
No.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to read you word statement. Please rate whether the information represented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like
okay.
Voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. Okay, the first statement says, right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians and policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. This makes you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less.
A little more.
A little more. Thank you. The next statement says, young voters turn out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on elective outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. This makes you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
A lot more.
Thank you. The next statement says, in 2022, the Supreme Court has struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. This makes you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less.
A lot more.
Thank you. The last statement says, The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. This makes you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less.
A lot more.
A lot more. Thank you. Okay. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose up to two. We have international news outlets. We have national TV news stations. We have news or informational articles online. We have Instagram. We have Facebook. We have podcasts. We have Twitter, we have local TV news stations, we have TikTok, we have YouTube, or a blank space for you to tell me where you get it, which is other.
I don't really watch the news. All I really get my news from is Facebook and TikTok.
Facebook and TikTok. Okay. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. The first one says health, beauty, and self-care. The second one says shows and movies. The number three says science and technology. The number four says humor and memes. The number five says sports. The number six says music. The number seven says government and politics. The number eight says hobbies, tips, and hacks. The number nine says news and current events, and the number 10 says businesses and finance, or other. You may say anything you want.
The news and politics.
I have one that says government and politics, and the other one that says news and current events.
Okay.
Which one would you pick?
Can I pick both?
Government politics. Okay. And you may pick up to two. Would you say news and current events or something else?
News and current events.
Thank you. Okay, this is the next questions are for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? The first one says 12th grade or below, no high school diploma. The next one says high school graduated diploma or equivalent. The third one says some college but no degree. The next one says associate degree. The next one says bachelor's degree. The next one says master's degree. And the last one says professional degree.
High school diploma.
I'm sorry?
High school diploma.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as heterosexual or straight, as lesbian or gay, or bisexual or something else?
Probably bye.
Bye? Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Are you single? Are you separated? Are you divorced? Or are you a widow?
I am married.
Married? Married, you said?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Are you parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say full-time or part-time or temporary laid off or unemployed or retire or permanently disabled or a homemaker or a stay-at-home parent or a student or something else?
Full-time employee.
I'm sorry?
Full-time employee.
Full-time, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yes, I voted.
I'm sorry?
I voted, yes.
I'm so sorry, I didn't get what you're saying. The line broke up. What did you say?
I voted the 2020 election.
You said Joe Biden by any chance?
No, I said I did vote.
Oh, okay. And may I ask you, whom did you vote for in the 2020 election?
2020. I think I voted independent.
In the what, I'm sorry?
I voted independent. I can't remember.
I'm so sorry. The line is breaking up a lot. The options that we have, just asking you who did you vote for, we have Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else.
Someone else.
Someone else. Okay. Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? I'm going to give you some ranges. You may pick any the one that you think it is. Okay. It says from zero than less than 2,500. I'm sorry, less than 25,000, from 25 to 35,000, from 35 to 45,000, from 45 to 55,000, from 55 to 65,000, from 65 to 75,000. From 75 to 85,000, from 85 to 100,000, from 100 to 245,000 to 250,000 or more?
Probably around
80. Okay. Okay, that concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, for your time and patience. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for completing it, and have a wonderful rest of your night. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.